Beautiful one, welcome to the manifesting new moon here in March. Yes to the yes. I love it when these moon times fall in alignment with the weekend because it allows it easier for many to create that sacred container. Because you can make time, you can make space. So use this weekend to welcome your power path of progress that is here for you in March, filled with momentum, miracles, and meaning around your hopes and dreams. So I want to invite you, as you do your 7 steps to creating your new moon ritual, while you begin to settle in and clear the space, I want you to give extra attention to the intention around clearing the energies that are not yours anymore, removing those energies that are not yours, and giving focused attention to clearing that, using some form of movement, either with the Palo Santo, the smudge, using your hands just to give intention that you're clearing the space, even using essential oil spray, even ringing the bells, whatever you use to basically create the sacred container for yourself by clearing the energy. I want you to give extra attention to clear the energy that is not yours. Because as we approach this March new moon, or as we sink into it, you're going to plant the seeds of your own intentions. We're going to work with the natural rhythm that is here for you, and actually the very call of your own destiny that is calling you forward. Those live within the seeds of your dreams, your hopes, your intentions of what is ready to emerge next. So in this time of the March new moon, there is an emerging energy that wants to expand through you, for you, and in support of you. And in this time that we've all have been in this past year, there might have been a constriction bringing in more of a narrow focus around the attention that the world or the outside influences or things that you've collected or experiences or propensities that have been conditioning for you in your life that has caused a narrow focus. And that narrow focus might not be yours. This is why I worked a lot with my group of people that went through the February focus on what is that focus for you? And here we are on March, and the energy wants to move. It wants to emerge. And we're going to be moving into the equinox, which is one of the most powerful windows and portals of time that really opens up an emerging, expanding possibility. So this is why it's important. When you are doing your clearing space, really give attention to clearing out the energy, actually letting it be pushed out, letting it move outside of your own sacred space that does not belong to you. Because if you've noticed, the focus has gotten narrow in the last year. There's like several topics that will always keep coming back to centralize. I mean, I just went to go visit my family and there were sort of different repeating narratives that I felt like, you know, I want to expand beyond these same topics that have hijacked our attention, our focus. So that's just one example. So where is it in your own original knowing, in your soul inspired attention, that is ready for you to plant those seeds, those dreams, those possibilities, those intentions, because you have a future calling you forward. That is the call of your own personal journey and destiny, and you're feeling it inside of you, and want to make room, you want to expand that focus by releasing what is not yours. So that's just preparing yourself. Like, do that step of clearing the space and really giving intention to clearing out the energy that may have been collected or even in your life that you have conditioned that has brought in a focus that's not yours. For example, if there's been a lot of deprivation or scarcity in some capacity, it doesn't even have to be with money. It could be in a relational with a significant other, with a primary relationship. It could be in any arena that there's been a narrow focus that has been either conditioned or culturally impressed upon you. It is now time to let it go if it's not yours, so you can plant the seeds of what wants to emerge for you now, what is ready to grow for you. So this is a way to bring in the intention of just clearing out the space, because right now begins a powerful cycle to propel progress, the growth forward for your manifesting good, for your creational good that wants to come through. This is the core connection of life. So in inviting the spiritual practice of the manifesting new moon ritual, we are getting into alignment and activating that truth of those seeds that want to be planted. And we're moving in the rhythm and cycle of the nature around us as it moves through the nature within us that is personal and specific and inside your own original knowing that is signature to you, your soul, and the seeds that want to bloom through you and into your life. So we're going to take this pen to paper, antenna to God, universe, the source, life, and we're going to show up for the dreams. We're going to show up for the truth that wants to be told from our own essence. We're going to show up for this new season of manifesting. Now, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, which a predominant amount of our population lives in the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving into the equinox. This is where the cycle of spring, of growth, of that tender truth that's powerfully ready to emerge is starting. It's here. And if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's a different change, a different cycle that still offers that same powerful movement of growth. I would call more of the Southern Hemisphere would be more of in where they're in their fall time, where it's like falling back into yourself and then back out into the world. Where in the Northern Hemisphere, where we're going into the spring, it's about springing out within yourself. It's about impressing it upon the field and letting it be clear, and then allowing ourselves to receive the gift of the harvest of good for the deep work that you've been in preparing yourself for your own synchronicity of support that wants to come through. Really allowing yourself to harvest that in the emergence of it. Allowing that to come through. Because this is a month that is all about the movement to grow and glow. So before I get into the three focuses, again, I want to talk about how important it is when you do your ritual and you're opening up the space to clear out so that you can expand the energy that is yours to give intention to and to plant. So you're going to move out. You're going to really give intention. And if you feel something coming through that's very specific that you want to release, write that down. That has collected, you're able to write that down and you can burn that. But it's all about pushing it out. Use the movement. See, March is the movement. Use the movement to push it out. Use the movement of the elements to clear that space, to really come into the soil of your own soul and plant those seeds. Because that brings to what is the meaning for you? because that's where the true emergent expansion is for you. This is where the support synchronizes for you, because if it doesn't have the core meaning, that is the whisper, that is the truth, that is the intuition, that is that divine spark speaking to you. That's where your miracles sit. That's the miracle every seed holds. A seed of an apple not only holds the fruit, it holds the ability to become a tree, to become an orchard, and to serve and share and feed and nourish others. That's the miracle that sits in every seed of your dreams. And that first is in connection to the real truth of meaning for you, so that you can get into alignment with the miracles and allow that momentum. And that is here for you right now in this month of March, because meaning matters. It is the blueprint for the miracles of life to unfold. Every seed has meaning. Every seed holds the miracles that can be activated. That's what you're doing right now. If we just leave a seed sitting on the counter, we don't do anything with it. We don't water it. We don't nourish it. We don't activate it. We are in that season right now of activating those seeds of intentions that have meaning, that matter, that literally will become matter, become something real in the world. And that miracle gets activated and moves with the momentum to become something. By you nourishing it and giving it attention, think about anything that you love. If you give it that nourishment, that activation, that attention, it flourishes. So this is what is in this time for you right now, is what is moving into momentum that is ready to be ignited with the intentions within the meaning that matters to you, those seeds of dreams for what is next. That's the first focus. So you want to write that down. Now for me, I am actually recording this right before I go out to pick up a new candle for this new moon. It's not necessary if you already have yourself ready to go. There's so many other ways that you can bring that extra magnetic, amplified energy of your attention to the intentions that you're setting. Because the second focus is there's new paths of progress that are here. They're here right now. They're being stirred into existence in this new era that each and every one of us are filled with in each of our own paths in creating how it emerges. This new era, it is emerging with each and every one of us. No matter how it currently looks, and no matter what we think in the sense of if there's external forces that are creating all this, I want you to know you are powerful in whatever way it looks, on a small scale or a big scale in your life. We are the ones that are creating. The meaning that matters to you is ready to forge forward a path of progress for life's existence. And sit with your sacred intentions. That's part of the steps, is you just sit present with that. You really give that space and attention to grow and glow and become something. Let it radiate the light, the truth, the power, the opening of your very own path of progress that is here to support you. Your call of destiny is your voice. This was actually a movie that came to me, a movie idea that came to me in my 20s. And it's like I'm really living into this whole principle. So this is a movie that I'm going to be pitching in Hollywood. It's in the name of it was The Call of Destiny. And it's all about, it was a story of a singer finding her real authentic voice. This is where we're all at right now. What's the real voice? I want to call that living truth alive. We're quickly starting to identify within ourself and within the world, when something is false, fake, not real, being pushed with force, whatever way it shows up, there, that living truth is coming alive in each of us, and our voices are the steps for our own victorious, triumphant life. So living truth alive, that is the third focus. Seeds of intentions that are true, that are real for you. I'm saying the real inspired connection to you and what wants to come through, like the capital R real. Those are the truth. Truth and intentions are becoming known. And we can just see it out in the world. This is why we're immediately starting to be able to differentiate that. We have to do that within our own selves. Differentiate what is the truth, or what is a contrived, or what is a people-pleasing. I'm going to even call it time-twisting, turning, positional place to please, appease others at the expense of our own truth. So sit in your sacred time and allow your inner truth to speak for your intentions, because it is your truest supportive transformation of miracles, of meaning, of momentum that now wants to come alive. Whatever is false will eventually fall flat, internally and externally. No one is exempt from this truth. It lives at the core laws of nature. So place your attention to the seeds of intentions that are ready to take root. Plant them. Let them take root. It is go time. What is it that needs to be brought out into the world for you? It's time to grow. It's time to glow and be inside of your own flow. I want you to speak, become, allow it to come alive. Life wants to be prosperous for you, and you are worthy to receive your miracle that's bringing in new momentum for the path ahead. So this is the time to name it, claim it, and sit with it. So this moment that we're all in that's been very transitional, allow that beauty of the sacredness that transitions offer for transformation. No matter how it looks right now, declare this transitional time as your sacred moment of becoming. And that's what this new moon is. It's claiming, it's naming, and it's saying, become. And you are in your becoming. And if there's one absolute truth and wish I hold for you on this new moon, is that you, my beautiful one, are absolutely worthy of the meaning, the miracle, the momentum to ignite the light of your seeds of dreams for your path of progress, to let the living truth come alive more fully in all the ways that matter. Ignite it, allow it to be, and so it is. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.